Okay, welcome to the shiur in Svarno Parshas Noach. The shiur this evening is dedicated by Rabbi Moshe and Malki Machlis, marking the yard site tonight of her mother, Mrs. Gussi Gewanter, Goldabas, Reb Osher Zelig, Olea Shalom, the Neshama should have an aliyah, should see much nachas ruach from the Torah mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim that the family is involved in. The theme that I want to talk about tonight in the Svarno is based on a few comments that the Svarno makes, which we'll try to put together, about the changes in the world at large that were brought about by the Mabul, by the flood. Obviously, the Mabul brought about tremendous changes during the year that it existed, but we'll see that the Svarno points to several significant changes that happened in the world itself post-Mabul that were significant changes from the way the world had been pre-Mabul. Before we get into that, I just want to note one brief point that the Svarno makes, which I think is very interesting. Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Svarno discusses what is the etymology of the word Mabul. Right? So we know that when it's raining outside very heavily, we say, oh, it's mabuling outside. But it could be that in the original Hebrew, it could be that means something different. So the Svarno says, V'hu Loshon, the language, the term mabul, is related to the idea of mapola vehefsed, something collapsing and something being destroyed, something being lost. And he says, ke'inyan kol nevela. It's related, the word mabul, says the Svarno, is related to the word nevela. Nevela, of course, we know, means an animal that dies not through shechita, and therefore is not considered to be a kosher animal. The word nevela itself, presumably, is related to the word navol, which means to wither, to fall away. The animal has withered away, it's died in a way which is not the ideal way for the animal to die, which is, from our perspective, through shechita. So the word mabul, something which is destructive and, is a loss, is related to the word nevela, says the Svarno. It's very interesting. How is it related to the word nevela exactly? Mabul seems to be composed of the letters mem beis lamed, and nevela seems to be composed of the letters nun beis lamed. So, yes, sometimes people confuse a mem and a nun, but why are those interchangeable? It's possible that the Svarno is of the opinion that a root in the Hebrew language is composed of two letters. This is a debate that took place in the time of the Rishonim, that do we look at Hebrew words, Hebrew verbs, as being made up of two-letter roots, two-letter sharashim, or three-letter sharashim? And it's possible that the Svarno here is saying that the root of both mabul and nevela is beis lamed, in which case, the fact that one begins with a mem and the other begins with a nun isn't of such tremendous significance. By the way, the word to wear away in Hebrew is bala, which would fit this paradigm. Again, you have the letters beis and lamed. Something is being destroyed, something is wearing away, something is being lost. So mabul and nevela, he writes, are related. Okay, so that's, if we're going to have a whole parasha where we talk about the mabul, we might as well have some insight as to what the word mabul is related to exactly. Let's turn our attention to what I mentioned we would talk about before, the impact upon the world that took place during that year of the mabul. So in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk describes that that since the world, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the world is filled up with thievery, Hineni mashchisam es ha'aretz. Behold, I will destroy them, the world. So again, the phrase itself is a little bit difficult. Hineni mashchisam, behold, I will destroy them, refers to the people. So what's the next two words? Es ha'aretz, the world, the land. So explains the Svarno, ashchisem yachdov im ha'aretz. The word es over here is meant to be rendered as im, with, and basically there are two things which are being destroyed in the mabul, says the pasuk. Hineni mashchisam, behold, I'm going to destroy, says Hashem, the people, Es ha'aretz, but I'm also going to destroy the land, meaning the world is going to be fundamentally altered during this year of the Mabul in a way in which it's not going to quickly return to what it was before. How so? Writes the Sfarno, Sha'ashchis mezeg ha'aretz veho avir. Says Hashem, I will change, I will destroy the atmosphere of the world. Binatias galgal chama shehita mimashve hayom min hamabul voelach. As the Svarno is going to explain a little bit later on, we'll just fill it in a little bit now. Prior to the Mabul, the relationship between the sun and the earth was such that the sun was always the same distance from the earth at every point during the year. That was the way he conceives it, again, working with the way many people understood throughout history, as well as the way things appeared to us, that from our perspective, the sun is revolving around the earth. The sun would be revolving around the earth in an equal fashion regardless of the season of the year. That's the way things were before the Mabul. Essentially, says the Sfarno, there were no seasons prior to the Mabul. The world, as we're going to see in a little bit, was eternally temperate. I think the closest thing we have to this today is Los Angeles, right? In other words, you're in a climate where, you know, it's pretty much the same temperature the whole year round. It's spring a whole year, right? So that was the state of affairs prior to the Mabul. However, after the Mabul, the relationship between the sun and the earth was changed. The rotation was now taking place on a tilt. And as such, during certain seasons of the year, the sun was closer to the earth. During certain seasons of the year, the sun was further away from the earth. During certain seasons of the year, the length of the day was longer. During certain seasons of the year, the length of the night was longer. All of these things which we know as part of our existence, the existence of seasons, the notion that depending on what time of year it is, it's either going to be hotter or colder or whatnot, that was fundamentally altered at the time of the Mabul, and that's what the Pasuk says, V'hineni mashchisam es ha'aretz. Behold, I will destroy the world, I will destroy the people in the world, but I'm going to destroy the world itself, the land itself, the earth, is going to be altered in a fundamental fashion where it's not going to come back to the way it was before. So one result of this alteration was the creation of seasons. There were no seasons beforehand. Now, all of a sudden, after the Mabul, as we're going to see, the whole concept of different seasons was created. But another impact of this change, says the Sfarno, Lochein nimatu shnei chaye hamin ha'enoshi tekef achar ha'mabul. You notice in Chumash that prior to the Mabul, people lived extraordinarily long lives. You know, hundreds of years. After the Mabul, people start living considerably shorter. Now, they still live a pretty long time. I mean, take, for example, Avraham Avinu lives to the ripe old age of 175. That's pretty good. But, you know, it's still far less than the hundreds of years that are lived by people prior to the Mabul. Adam HaRishon lives for 930 years, right? Talking about people who lived for centuries. How is it that people lived for centuries back in that day? So, explains the Sfarno, in the pre-Mabul existence, not only was it more temperate, but the fact that there were no changes in seasons contributed to people's longevity. I think we know this kind of intuitively ourselves. Unfortunately, every time there's a drastic change in seasons, very, very often we see that people pass away in greater numbers around that time. You know, when there's a sudden drop-off between fall and winter or whatnot, the temperature outside changes very drastically. That tends to be accompanied by people passing away in greater numbers. If things are temperate, if there aren't drastic changes in the seasons, so then people are going to live longer, says the Sfarno. After the Mabul, the weather wasn't quite the way it was beforehand. And he says the quality of the fruits and the vegetables was not what it was beforehand. The fruits and vegetables prior to the Mabul were powerful enough that a person could subsist on fruits and vegetables, and that would be enough. But after the Mabul, the food that was out there was just not enough to sustain a person. That, says the Svarno, is the reason that we find that people were permitted to eat animals only after the Mabul. Right? Again, if you look in last week's Parshas, Parshas Bereishis, it describes how Adam HaRishon is created. And Hashem says to him, "Es kol yerek esev la'achla." I'm giving you all of the vegetation you're allowed to eat. But originally, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat animals. You know, the animals were only allowed to be eaten after the end of the Mabul. In this week's Parsha, we read how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, look, you're allowed to eat animals, but you're not allowed to eat Eiver Min Achai. You're not allowed to eat a limb ripped from a living animal. But the fact that you're allowed to eat animals, that's something that changed. Why did it change? Why all of a sudden, you know, up until Noach, everybody had to be a vegetarian, and now all of a sudden you could be a carnivore after the Mabul? What changed? So says the Svarno, it was a concession. Prior to the Mabul, it wasn't necessary to be a carnivore because you could sit down, have your salad and your kompot, and you'd be perfectly happy, and you know, you'd be full after just having those things. That was the quality of the fruits and vegetables. Now, post-Mabul, you need a steak in order to fill you up, in order to give you the protein that's necessary in order for you to survive. That's a function of the fragility of man that was brought about because of the Mabul. So the Mabul changes the nature of the earth, it changes the nature of the seasons, it changes the nature of human beings. That's what the Svarno writes on this pasuk. He elaborates a little bit later on. In Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Beis, by saying as follows. The Pasuk says, just read the Pasuk over there, that Noach has come out of the Teva, he's brought a Karban, this is at the end of the Mabul, he's brought a Karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayarach Hashem es reach anichoach. Hashem smelled the savory scent of the carbon. Vayomer Hashem elibo. Hashem said to himself, Lo osif lekali el odes ha'adama bavur ha'adam. No longer will I curse the ground on account of man. Right? No longer will I curse the ground on account of man. But previously I had cursed the ground on account of human beings because of what they did. I changed fundamentally. I altered the nature of the world itself. Kietzer lev ha'adam ra min ha'urav, because the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. V'losif od lakoses kol chai kasher osisi. No longer will I strike down all living things as I did this time around. What does it mean, kietzer lev ha'adam ra min ha'urav? That a person's heart, that is yetzer hara, is evil from his youth. So commenting on that pasuk, it's pasuk chaf aleph, the Svarno writes as follows. Kibios hamizogim mikan vo'ilech p'chusim me'asher hoyu kodem ha'mabul. As we've already explained, people's temperaments are lesser than they were prior to the Mabul. Not only did the earth change, not only did human beings change, that they're weaker insofar as they need more sources of food in order to sustain themselves, but people's characters have gotten weaker. People's resolve has weakened after the Mabul. Lo yo'ir bohem hakoach hasichli minureim kivarishono. People are simply not as intelligent post-Mabul as they were pre-Mabul. But often she is komeim la misaveh miskabera lov min urav. The result of that, says the Svarno, is that people post-mabul are more readily susceptible to the Yetzer Hara. So he presents a very fascinating idea. Pre-mabul, people had much greater intelligence. They were much more poised to do the right thing, and if the Yetzer Hara were to try to entice them to do the wrong thing, they much more naturally were able to respond intellectually, but that's wrong, but that's not right. We saw last week that prior to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, so man was incredibly intellectual. Man looked at the world in terms of right and wrong. After eating from the Eitz Hadas, as the Svarno explained it last week, man all of a sudden started looking at the world not in terms of right and wrong, but rather in terms of pleasurable and not pleasurable. So already his intellect gave in to his more base desires. That was already after the sin of the Eitz Hadas. But now, after the Mabul, it went down even a few more steps, where man's resolve to do the right thing weakened. It came, as the body physically weakened after the Mabul, so man's desire to do the right thing, his ability to stand up to the Eitz Hara, also weakened. That's Pshat in Pasuk. Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Min HaUrav. Now, as opposed to before, people take a long time to develop moral maturity. People are much less mature, much less ready to do the right thing at a younger age. And therefore, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, how could I bring another Mabul? How could I destroy people once again? They're even less likely to do the right thing after the Mabul. They're even weaker from a moral and ethical perspective. They need much more support than they had once upon a time. The next pasuk continues. Od kol yemei ha'aretz, going forward, all of the rest of the days of the earth, zera v'kotzir, seed time and harvest, kar v'chom, cold and hot, kayitz v'choref, summer and winter, v'yom v'laylo lo yishbosu, and day and night shall not cease. What's meant by this pasuk? So explains the Svarna, lo yishbosu mila hasmid, al oso ha'elfen bilti tivi shigbalti lahem achar ha'mabu. What was just mentioned here in the pasuk are the six seasons of the year. We in America are used to thinking about four seasons, but the Chazal classically divided up the year into six seasons. In other words, they saw more nuanced changes between, let's say, fall and winter and the like. So this pasuk is referring, when it talks about zera v'kotzir v'kor v'chom v'kayitz v'choref, that's a reference to the six seasons of the year. And as the Svarno had explained, these seasons did not exist prior to the Mabul. The world was a flat spring all the time. But now that the world has changed, now that the angle between the sun and the earth has been adjusted, now there are seasons. There are six seasons during the course of the year. And these six seasons, lo yishbosu, they will not cease. In other words, as long as the world continues to function in the way in which it has been changed post-Mabul, these will be the six seasons of the year. Because going forward, again, there's an angle between where the sun is and where the earth is. And because of this angle, so that's why we have all of these changing seasons throughout the year. Prior to the Mabul, again, as we said, the sun and the earth were equal in terms of how they rotated relative to one another. In other words, the sun was not sometimes closer, sometimes further away, but the sun was always equidistant from the earth at all points during the year. Uvozeh hoya oz tamid eis ha'aviv. That's the lashon of the Svarno. Because of that, it was always spring prior to the Mabul. Uvav hoya tikun klolu yisodus utzmach levalichayim la'orech yomeim. As the Svarno said before, because of the fact that the world was so temperate prior to the Mabul, that it was always spring, so that's why the plants grew stronger, people were stronger, people had more longevity. After the Mabul, everything was messed up. The plants were not so good anymore. People were not so strong anymore, as he said. The Pasuk introduces this idea that there will be seasons with the phrase, Kol Yimei Ha'aretz, all the days of the world. What does all the days of the world mean? So he says, Ad Asher Yisakin Hakel Yisbarach Es Hakil Kol Shenasa Bo Bamabo. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu revised the world in this transformative way after the Mabul, and it's going to stay this way for a very, very long time, there will come a time, says the Svarno, where things are going to go back to the way they were prior to the Mabul. Where do we see that? Ka'omro, ha'oretz ha'chadosha asher ani oseh. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Perek Samich Vav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create an oretz chadosha, a new land. Right? That's the Haftarah which we read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make an oretz ha'chadosha, a new world. What's this new world? Says the Svarna, what that means is ki oz yoshuv mahalach hashemesh al kav mashre hayom kimei oz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point in the future is going to readjust the angle between the sun and the earth such that we're going to go back to a world of eternal spring. V'yiyye tikun kloli liyesodos litzmachim uvalichayim la'orech yameihem. And at that point, the same way that people were stronger and they lived longer, and it was sufficient to eat fruits and vegetables in order to survive. You didn't need the protein that you would gain from eating meat. You know, the pre-Mabul state of affairs is something that we're going to go back to. And we see that, says the Svarno, in a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, a little bit earlier in Perek Samichei. The Pasuk says, Ki hanar ben meyoshono yomus. There's going to come a time where if a person dies at the age of 100, so people will say, oh, that guy died young. Nebuchadnezzar was only 100 when he passed away. In other words, the average lifespan is going to be considerably longer than it is at present. Vachote ben mea shano yikulol. And someone who sins and is, you know, fated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to die prematurely, it means that he's going to pass away at the age of 100, as opposed to making it to a quote-unquote ripe old age, which would have been many, many years after that. In other words, you know, the experience that existed prior to the Mabul, where you have people like Adam and Mesushelach and the like living for hundreds and hundreds of years, that's going to be a reality once again. The Svarno seems to be saying, by the way, that this is not Olam Haba, because of course in Olam Haba there's going to be, you know, the idea is that people will live eternally. He's not talking about people living eternally. He's talking about in Olam Hazeh, at some point there will be a point where people are restored to a tremendous degree of longevity, a tremendous degree of health, an ability to, you know, live stronger, live longer, to be, you know, really, you know, much physically stronger people. And all of that will come about with the restoration of the world to the way it was prior to this. So that's the Svarno's understanding of how much changed radically with the Mabul, the land itself, people's inclinations, everything was radically changed at the time of the Mabul. And yet there will be a time where everything is brought back to the time that it was, to the way it was previously. Okay, Rabbi Chanana ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lizakus es Yisrael,